It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little worried about our show, guys.
Okay.
Really?
Or why today?
Well, I'm concerned because it seems like whenever people have a personal issue where they need to deliver bad news to a significant other, they think, oh, you know who'd be great at that? Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They sound like they deliver depressing news to their significant others all the time.
I mean, we're never called for like baby announcements, engagement notifications.
I would love to help somebody deliver some awkward, exciting news. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, guess what, honey? We just won the Powerball. We're $73 million richer.
Oh, man.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of those.
No, we just won the Powerball. I want a divorce.
Yeah,
totally.
So, looks like it's not going to happen today either, because another listener wants our help being the messengers of doom.
Great.
Her name is Erica. Erica, who are we going to be disappointing today?
My boyfriend.
Okay, and how long have you guys been dating?
About a year.
Okay.
All right.
Does this boyfriend have a name?
Yeah, Danny.
She's like, no, I don't know it, actually. Yeah. We haven't gotten to that stage in our relationship yet.
That's what the awkward call's about.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what his name is.
What was it again?
I've been there before.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So what's going on with you and Danny?
So, okay, so Danny and I have been together a year. It's been good. And I was on his phone the other night, not like sneaking around on his phone, just like my phone was in the other room and I needed to look something up.
Uh-huh.
But I saw that he had, on his thread, he had ads for engagement rings, like the pop-ups.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Dude. The phone is looking at you. It knows that you're on. poor Danny up.
Those are legit. I, years and years ago, Googled it one time, engagement rings, and for months, they were all up in my feed. So
oh, man, mocking you.
That happens. Yeah. Even after we broke up. They
okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of exciting.
I mean, is that something that you want in your relationship?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. And so I don't know if he's bought one already, if he hasn't bought one already, if it's going to be in 2 weeks or 2 months or I don't know. But, like, I'm not ready. I mean, a year is not a long time.
Right.
And my mom's not sure that we're serious, so she hasn't, like, completely embraced him into her heart yet kind of thing.
Oh, so he's, like, skipping a couple steps, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like you haven't even, you're not even there. It doesn't even matter what your mom says. Mm-hmm. Like, so you're saying you guys haven't talked about marriage at all.
I mean, like, more in that, you know, when you're in the early phases and you're just kind of feeling each other out about, like, whether or not you eventually want to get married.
Okay.
Because you don't hang out with somebody for a year and that never come up,
right.
You know?
Now, do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it feels like too soon, and I don't want him to buy a ring that's not even my style, and I don't want to... I don't want him to go and, like, make a huge public proposal and then be like, can we talk about it in the car?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a weird moment.
Those ones go viral. So that's not good.
Yeah. So what do you want to do right now? You want to call and tell him that you know and that he should not do it?
I mean, I don't know how to broach this subject with him at all at this point without being like, so I was on your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Casually bring it up. You know what I don't want to do soon? Get married.
Yeah.
You're dating.
I mean, honestly, it might be easier just to get engaged.
No, Jeffrey.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
No.
Divorce.
And then you get a free ring on top of it after it doesn't work out.
Ew.
Like, this could actually work out in
your
favor.
You might need to see the ring first before we call
advice.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what type of person is he? Is he, like, super sensitive guy? Where?
I mean, he's... Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that proposes before he's ready to propose.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's emotional. Yeah.
I mean, is there any way, is there any way the engagement rings ads could be popping up for another reason?
Let's hope not. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What other reason?
He's like, engaged to somebody else?
No,
yeah,
I just
dark.
Mean, like, he's buying his mom a diamond ring. And
no.
They're just assuming, no? Okay.
Now you planted that seed. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so Erica, you just want to warn him that you're not ready to get engaged just yet.
Yet.
I'm not saying never. I'm just saying not now.
Okay.
I mean, but that's so touchy, though, because then it makes it feel like it's never, even if that's not what you're saying.
But
I mean, that's
a
hard
a little touching could help in delivering this message, because he's the blow. But I don't know. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you some advice and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. Okay, Erica?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
You know, it's getting harder and harder for us to do our job.
Why?
It is, you know, because today's situation involves a young lady named Erica.
Okay.
Who I'm personally very fond of.
Okay. I'm glad you, I like her too.
Yeah, yeah. More fond of than you probably even realize. I would love to help her.
Okay.
But it's a really difficult, awkward situation that she's given us because she saw ads on her boyfriend's phone for engagement rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've only dated for about a year. She says she's not quite ready for that kind of commitment yet.
Uh-huh.
And she's worried now that he's going to propose in some restaurant with this big, elaborate, fancy proposal. And she'll have to tell him, hey, yeah, can we, like, go to the car and talk about this? And she wants our advice. Like, how do you give someone advice on how to handle something like that? That's why today, I think I'm going to turn the tables.
Okay.
Whoa.
And Erica, before we give you advice, I want you to give us advice on what advice we should give to you.
Jeffrey.
Are we sure we want this?
Why are you so worried about this call?
It's fair. She gives us advice first, and then we'll give her advice after. Erica, what do you think? What should we tell you?
What to say?
Yeah, tell me what to say. I don't know what to say.
Well, specifically, what do you want to hear?
Oh, my God, Jeffrey. Help her.
I am.
Are you that scared of calling this guy and telling him that she's not ready?
I'm not the one that has to make the call. She has to make the call. I just want to tell her the right thing that she wants to hear.
You told her in the first segment that she should just get engaged. So I don't know if you should be talking at all anymore.
Well,
yeah. Right?
I don't know. Brooke, maybe you have something better.
I mean, obviously you guys aren't communicating correctly if he is thinking that an engagement ring is the right thing to do. And I think you just need to be honest and say, hey, listen, I think we've had some missteps here.
Just be honest with them.
Honesty is really, it's always the answer.
That's what they came to us for?
Yes.
Just to be honest?
Yes, I think that some people need that reassurance that they're doing the right thing and that honesty, that's the path, man. That's the one you want to take.
I don't know.
What do you think?
What do you mean you don't know?
What do you think, Erica? You think honesty is going to work?
But it's hard.
Yeah, that's why. The saying, you know, like the hardest thing to do is usually the right thing to do. Yeah.
Just be honest and tell him that you don't really love his mother that much. That's what we're going to go with, right, Erica? That was Brooke's advice. Be
that
honest.
That is not my advice.
Okay, well, here we go. You ready to do this, Erica? We're going to dial the phone number.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, it's the best we can do.
No.
Oh, God.
You're going to do great. It's okay.
Yes, just be honest.
Oh, God.
See?
All right. Hug me at the end.
Yeah, famous last words. Here we go. Dial in number.
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, Pookie. How are you?
How is work?
Oh, it's good. You know, boring as usual on this lovely Tuesday. How are you?
I'm good. Am I going to see you later?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go to your house or mine?
Probably yours, I guess. But I kind of wanted to talk with you about something first. It's kind of weird.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. You know when I was on your phone the other day and I was just Googling about that movie and figuring out the actor's name, who I've already forgotten. I noticed something kind of interesting in your browser.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. One of my friends sent me that, okay? I promise. I normally never watch those types of videos.
Wait. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the ads on your phone.
Is that not searching ads?
No, ads. Babe. ADS. Ads. Wait, what videos are you watching, dude?
Oh, well, nothing. I just misheard you. So what kind of ads are you talking about now?
So I saw like pop-ups on your phone for engagement rings.
Oh.
Yeah. And look, I just I love you. I love where our relationship is going. I don't know if we're there yet.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I don't want you to have, like, don't be hurt. I love you. I think future, possible, but I mean, babe, it's barely a year. It's not even a year. And we don't know each other yet. And we're just, I'm ready.
No. I am so sorry. But I'm not trying to get, like, engaged or propose to you or anything. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
So you know Joseph?
Yeah.
I'm planning on proposing to Tori, and he was texting me links to the rings, and he wanted my advice.
Oh my god! You have me so nervous. I thought you were gonna propose to me. Oh my god. Oh my god.
No. We're definitely not there yet. Oh, and besides, even if I was going to propose, I don't believe in diamonds.
What? Wait, hold on. What? Hey, what are you saying?
Wait, hold on. Hey, Danny. This is a radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You're on with us.
What's going on, honey? What is this? What's going on?
Are you calling me honey or are you calling Erica honey?
I think he's talking to Erica.
Okay. Yeah.
And we don't really know.
Yeah. So, Danny, we're doing a segment that we do on our show called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Basically, Erica wanted our help to let you know that she saw the ads on your phone for engagement rings, and she was worried that you might be looking to propose a little too early for her likes. Mm-hmm. But I guess...
What? And you went to the radio station?
Well,
yeah, but wait a second. Babe, what do you mean you don't believe in diamonds?
Oh, wait.
Well, you know the diamond rings are a scam, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're a scam by the jewelry company to trick guys into paying a load of money for something
that.
That's not actually valuable. Like, they say they're rare, but there's literally millions and millions and millions of them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why every girl you know has one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not just rings, like necklaces, bracelets,
earrings.
Like, yeah, they're not as rare as they say.
Some teeth.
Who cares?
Okay,
wait, Erica, does that upset you?
A little. I mean, wait a second. So you're eventually thinking of proposing to me and you wouldn't buy a diamond?
Oh, hell no. I'm not a chump.
Oh. Well, what would you get? Like, just another jewel?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something
what would you
like,
buy?
Something where I won't have to finance it for a billion years.
Oh, okay.
Something cheap is what he's saying.
No, that is not cheap. Yeah. We didn't finance my engagement ring. It was $600.
Uh-huh. Your ring is...
What? I love my ring.
And, oh, did you get it switched out for a different ring after he gave it to you?
No, I did not. I still have my engagement ring. This is my wedding band. Thank you very much,
Jeffrey. What happened
to
the engagement ring?
It's at home.
Oh, okay.
You left the, why would left you the wear junk both at home all the time? Thank you very much. Both were made by my mother-in-law, and we still had to pay her, which is questionable, but still.
Even the $600, too much money for Brooke's likes.
I don't think, I love my rings. Why is there so much emphasis on the amount of money you spend on a ring? Like, does that actually matter to you, Erica?
Yup.
Alexis, the question's for Erica. Real?
I'm not saying that a ring has to be expensive, but like, what if it's important to me or to, you know, whichever woman that you're going to propose to have a diamond?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully she'd understand that it's financially irresponsible to spend that much on a rock.
I thought the point was when you're around your friends, whoever's like the bigger, the better.
Totally. Yeah. My buddy got engaged and we were all like, dude, good job on the ring. And all the girls are all crowded around like, oh, it's so big.
Well, it's important, I guess, that we're having this conversation now before any proposal happens. Like, I probably shouldn't ask this, but Danny, is a proposal something that you're considering down the line with Erica?
Again, I'm not close to proposing, but whenever I do, I'd rather just, you know, get her an engagement Lexus.
An engagement Lexus?
Oh, a car?
Like a car?
Oh, hey.
Oh, well, at least she can use it and drive it and get places. She can't get places with a dumb diamond, can she?
Oh, my God.
The logic is there.
And what do you think about that, Erica?
I have a great idea. So you get me an engagement Lexus, but in the glove compartment, there's a diamond ring.
God, it's funny. At the very start of this call, Erica wanted us to tell her boyfriend to pump the brakes on an engagement. And here we are, 7 minutes later, she's demanding a diamond engagement ring and a luxury car to go with it.
Atta girl!
What an interesting look into the female psyche.
Moving 92.5.